Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Raylene, can you hear us?
I can.
Welcome to the show. How you
doing? Hi, Raylene.
Hi.
Yeah, what you doing? Driving or chilling?
Well, I'm driving my son to my mother-in-law's house.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And what part of town are you from?
Georgetown
in house. You're going to be playing Who's Most Likely To with us, okay?
All right.
And this is how the game goes. I've got some cards. This is actually a card game that you can buy. You can look it up on Google. It's called Who's Most Likely To.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the perfect drinking game or like hanging out at the house around the coffee table
people. Yeah.
It's cards, and each card has a different attribute. We pull the card. I'll read the attribute, and we just have to decide who in the circle of friends is most likely to be what's written on this card.
Okay.
Raylene, we'll give you the honor of placing these attributes to the people here. So in the room is myself, Jamar. Meredith is there. Caitlin's there. And because you also know Marilyn Dennis so well, even though she's not here, you could say it's a Marilyn.
Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, that could be interesting. She's not here to defend herself.
No, she's not. Okay. No, she's not. So we can make Marilyn anything we want.
Okay.
First card, Ray. Who's most likely to name their kid Apple Moonbeam? I know exactly who this is already, but I'm going to let Raylene say.
Apple Moonbeam? I'm going to have to go with Caitlin.
Caitlin, you think, is most likely to name Apple Moonbeam? Caitlin,
yeah.
I don't see Apple Moonbeam in your future at all. What do you think?
No, I'm more of a classic name gal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to put this as a Meredith Shaw card.
Yeah.
Her name is Apple Moonbeam.
And it's not that I think she necessarily will, but of the group of us, I think she's the most likely to.
I mean, I'm going to take that. Yeah, I'm not going to, but I think of the group, yeah.
Raylene, ask Meredith what her nickname is.
Oh, yeah.
What is your nickname?
Okay, but I didn't come up with it.
What is her? Ask her what her nickname is louder.
What is your nickname?
Muffy.
Oh.
Yeah, but.
Top one, exactly.
That's. Yeah, that's something that was given to me. I didn't pick it.
Yeah, if your name is Muffy, you're going to pass down an Apple Moonbeam to somebody.
Okay.
Lost me on that. All right, let's move on to the next card. Who's most likely to become a drug mule? Is that me? Is that Meredith? Is that Caitlin? Or maybe that's Marilyn Dennis?
Meredith.
Meredith, are you carting contraband over the border?
I can't believe that. I can't believe I would be Apple Moonbeam and a drug mule. That seems like an interesting combo of a person.
I'm gonna step out, Raylene, and say that's probably me. Not because I do it on purpose. I'd say unwittingly.
I was tied between you two.
Like, what do you mean?
I
didn't even look
tied.
In the bag. He just gave it to me.
Well, you always complain that family members in Jamaica demand that you bring items home for them, like,
bruh,
you know, a wedding dress and stuff. So I think someone's going to inadvertently pack your bag for you.
Anyone from the Caribbean right now knows about the barrel. I don't know what's in the barrel. I just get sent with a barrel every time I go to Kingston. They'll bring the barrel down. What? All right. Anyway.
Oh, Jamar. Yeah. You might.
I know.
I never look in the barrel, but I bring it down every time.
This might not be most likely to.
This might be like already. Have.
Currently engaged in.
Yeah. All right. Next card, Raylene. Who's most likely to do it for Insta?
Jamar.
I'm going to do it for Insta. Am I doing it for Insta?
Yeah, you're doing it for the gram, Jamar.
Well, we do know the breakdown of the Rihanna post.
He's like,
that Rihanna post. I'm so ashamed of it.
You still have PTSD from that.
I do.
Yes.
You paused the video and took a screenshot.
Yes, Ray, you remember.
Yeah,
Ray, loving Ray.
Okay, last one. Who's most likely to go deep off the grid? Raylene, if you don't get this right, you don't listen to this show.
Caitlin.
Yep. And if you're nice to me, you know that I will tell you the location of my bunker. You just have to bring your own seeds.
Yeah.
Caitlin already has buried deep in the woods in Manitoba a shovel, some seeds, and like a two-way radio or
That's
something.
Right. That's right.
Ray, thank you for playing with us.
We got
a little prize for you for being so sweet and coming along. Two tickets to see the Emmy-nominated star of Queer Eye, Jonathan Van Ness. It's coming up on September 19th at the Sony Center. He is in town for JFL 42. That is the Just for Laughs Festival. And if you are not familiar with Jonathan Van Ness, you are going to love him.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, Caitlin and I were just fangirling. So you got two tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for chilling this morning, Raylene. Love you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks for thinking I would be a drug mule.
Sorry.
Whatever.
You're surprised.
If you need somewhere to hide, head up to Caitlin's bunker.
Exactly. I'm going to take that barrel and go to her bunker.
Okay, 720.
With my kid.
Yeah, really.
Moonbeam.
You know that person at your office who always walks up to people and gives them random compliments, and then you kind of side-eye them, and you're like, do they really mean that?
do we have one of those people here?
Yeah.
A random complimenter?
Her name is Marilyn. She compliments everybody. You are complimented, too.
Am I?
Absolutely. You see things, you're like, hey, nice pants.
Oh.
And for people who are not as complimenty, it might be off-putting, but according to studies...
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, okay. Then.
No, but I'm going to defend you right now.
Oh, good.
I'm not above being wrong. I'm wrong 80% of the time. When you compliment somebody else, it not only makes them feel better, but it also lifts the complimenter's spirits, too. So there's a mutual thing going on there. So it's like, for example, if I go, Caitlin, love the glasses.
Thanks.
You feel better. And then I feel good, too, for making you feel good. It's like a reciprocal goodness thing.
Oh,
that was one of the most awkward compliment and compliment received exchanges I've ever witnessed.
Clearly, I'm Caitlin's working on it and trying to get better at it. But yes, it's good to give compliments. So
Marilyn and I will teach a class. Apparently.
You should. Yeah. Why do you give compliments all the time?
I think it's because I just feel that way. I know, I'm not making it up. I wouldn't think that I'm a person who gives a lot of compliments. I wouldn't think that about myself.
And let me ask you another question. Would you consider yourself a generally happy person?
Yes.
Well, proof is in the pudding.
Okay, there we go.
There it is. I just did a scientific experiment.
You did. We did our own survey. Take that, surveys.
Okay. Are you a complimenty person, Caitlin?
Yes, I think so. But it's genuine, too.
Like, I think you are.
Yeah, I compliment people. I'd say actually a fair amount. Yeah, now that I think about it.
Because now sometimes when, especially if you see me after I do TV or something, often, you know, you're like, oh, nice dress, whatever. To the point now where I'm like, if you don't say it, I'm like, oh, it must be bad.
So you've set the standard, right?
We've
set
the bar too high. She was not like this look today.
Now that I'm realizing this, I actually think I compliment strangers, and I realize that I've complimented strangers and it's thrown them off.
Yeah.
Because I have a regular cashier at the Shoppers Drug Mart near my place.
Yes.
And she got a haircut. And I noticed it, and I complimented her because it was a very bold cut, and I liked it, and it threw her off. And then she was like, "You're the only one that's noticed."
Wow!
Wow!
You made her day.
Aww. I do think I notice weird things.
In my weird twist in mind, when people give me compliments, I do two things. First of all, I go, "Do they really mean that?"
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, wait a second, you didn't compliment me yesterday. That means, did I look awful yesterday?
Okay, hello, insecurity.
I know. I gotta
Jamar.
Stop that. I gotta stop that.
Yeah, you gotta stop it. Because you got a lot of things to compliment.
No, don't do it, don't do it.
I know, I was about to, and you're like.
Don't. Let's just slow roll into it.
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it.
That was really hard for me to not.
What were you gonna compliment?
See, now I feel so awkward.
I ruined it. I'm sorry.
And you know who enjoys our awkwardness?
Who?
Caitlin Green. She likes the awkward moment.
Awkward.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I like things that are awkward and weird.
If you want to make yourself feel better today, give someone a compliment. It'll make their day and it'll also lift your spirits. I'm working on it, but that's the advice.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Acts of heroism are trending this morning, and let's start in Australia, where a group of heroic bystanders in Sydney are trending this morning. So witnesses there confronted a knife-wielding man on the street in the middle of a terrifying situation that could have been much worse. This happened in downtown Sydney. The footage shows them subduing him, and it's gone viral because they jump in and they use bistro chairs and a milk crate to pin him to the ground and contain him until police arrived. Talk about fast acting and bravery.
This plays out to me like a scene in the movie Kingsman where they just use all types of items to fight.
The umbrella.
Yeah,
it's true.
And these are, you know, just these stylish little chairs you'd see on at a French bistro. And all of a sudden, these bystanders step into action. And thankfully, the situation wasn't any worse because they managed to get in there.
How big was the knife?
It was a large knife. And the footage is going viral. If you see it today, it's pretty amazing what they were able to do.
You call that a knife?
Yeah.
That's a knife.
Yeah. We as humankind, we're just like, we're done with this.
Yes.
Like, you know what? You, person that wants to take lives for no reason at all, we are stopping you, and we are stopping you with this crate.
And we have a milk crate, and we are not afraid to use it. So there you go. Now, another act of heroism is trending this morning. This one's a little more local, and it has to do with Taylor Swift and a woman from the GTA. So yesterday, this Taylor fan named Aisha Karam screenshot proof that a money transfer had come from Taylor Nation LLC that was going to pay for her entire fall semester classes and part of her rent, I believe. So she had complained on Instagram that her student loans weren't coming in, and she said her parents work minimum wage jobs, her mom struggles from chronic kidney disease, and the family wasn't able to cover her college tuition and rent for the upcoming semester. I think she's actually a University of Waterloo student.
Okay.
And she's a huge Taylor fan, and somehow Taylor's team got a hold of this information, and they helped her out. So they sent her over $6,000.
Wow.
It must be really tough when you help people like that, because like after she does that, she's going to get like 10,000 more stories of people through really, really tough things.
Yeah. And she's been doing this, you know, for a little while now, Taylor Swift. So it's something that she's now known for. And I'm wondering, did this fan tag her at all in this note that she was talking about, or was it just kind of they found her?
Because I'm not sure.
I think they just find them.
Yeah. And I mean, because she is this, Taylor has, the Swifties are very, very loyal fans. And this was a Swiftie for sure. So perhaps she was posting about it in like a fan forum. Mm-hmm. And that's how they caught wind of it. Either way, it is a lovely feel-good story and very local to us. I mean, GTA area, if you go to this girl's Instagram account, you see, you know, like she's at the Boston Pizza, Mississauga Square One. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool that she found someone here in Canada who needed some help.
All right, let's get into the E-Talk Entertainment update. I wear my sunglasses at night. Tyrone.
Oh, yeah. Tyrone.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
LASIK surgery.
Yeah. Best thing I've ever done. Well, best thing I've done in a long time. I want to say best thing
You're like, wait a second.
You're about to make some people very angry. Like, no, that's not the best thing.
No. I can see. I'm delivered.
That's great.
Yeah. Anyways.
Good stuff.
So for our entertainment update, we're going to talk about Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, because that is still going strong.
Well.
That reaction.
Oh, the reaction.
Yeah, like, sorry.
No, it's that, actually
you know,
not
Meredith, have you not heard this story?
I was like, Meredith, news to you.
News to me.
So people broke on Tuesday that they split. They just got married in December of 2018. So, they had a good 8-month run. That's a pretty good Hollywood marriage. Either way, though, I'm liking the way Liam is handling it.
Mm.
So he took to Instagram to break the silence. He's not the type, and he made it very clear, he's not going to talk to media. He's not going to make any official statements. His, you know, it is a private matter. He's not treating it like a Hollywood wedding. You know, it's something personal to him. And he just wanted to be clear that, because there are quotes floating around the internet. And I apologize, Liam, if you're listening, because I did quote him yesterday.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I thought it. Because you know what it is? You know what? If someone makes a quote that's close enough to what you think it could actually be, maybe.
Then they quote you. And then they say that you quoted somebody that you didn't quote.
Right.
This happened to me last week, and it irked me. I know exactly what you mean.
Well, I'm sorry, Jamar, and I'm sorry, Liam. But what he did say was it's a private matter. He wishes her nothing but the best. And he said at the end of he said, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Good.
There you go.
Wish them both the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are people so angry about this tattoo that Drake has? Like, what is that?
In all fairness, these are.
I want to hear the first story that
unbiased.
Happened in your head.
Yeah. I want to hear.
Give us the bias answer.
You can be biased. Let's talk about what the story is first.
Oh, sure.
Anybody just driving, stopping at a red light, going through the yellow light right now. So listen, this is what's happening. Drake finally surpassed the Beatles on Billboard for having the most number ones.
Oh. Yeah.
So this is a big achievement for him.
Huge.
His career. Now, yes, he's won every award, he's passed every thing, but this is big, right? Now, having more slaps than the Beatles that he raps about.
Right.
It's a real thing. He actually rapped about it before it happened. So he got a tattoo where, you know, there's this iconic picture of the Beatles where they're walking in New York in a row. So he put himself in the front of that row looking back and waving.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the front cover of Abbey Road.
Oh, the Abbey Road cover.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So they're saying that. So are the Beatles fans saying that he's disrespecting the cover by doing that tattoo? But it's his own tattoo.
Yeah. But you know what? Some of the quotes are like, yeah, this tattoo is pathetic. If it's narcissistic. If he has music that we could even remember in 50 years, then he can start.
Come on now.
People are upset by this, and I get it. If you're a diehard Beatles fan, and he's I guess you can take it like that. I don't know. I mean,
I kind of thought maybe I'm wrong, but it was like paying homage to the Beatles. Like it wasn't like a dig at them.
Wave back might be slightly bit of a dig. Like I'm ahead of you.
I feel like I know him very well. It's definitely not a dig. And if it's a dig, he wouldn't put it on his skin.
But it's
there you go. Okay.
But it's his tattoo on his body. Only he has to deal with it. Yeah. Why does anyone care?
Well, because it's what Drake, we do.
That's
what
people.
We do. What we do every day.
Well, I'm actually more referring to the Beatles fans.
Like, while we have you here, doesn't he have a tattoo of like Sade and like Aaliyah and stuff too?
Yes.
And I feel like those are artists he was a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, this one is speaking specifically to the achievement. Specifically to surpassing the Beatles. So some people are taking it as,
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. So he's kind of,
the wave is kind of like, see you later. Mm-hmm.
The wave. Yeah. See ya.
All right.
Like what I'm about to do. See you guys.
Yeah. It was
tonight.
See ya.
Okay.
See you guys tonight at 7.
7 o'clock CTV, more with Tyrone and the gang on E-Talk. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I just could not picture myself having outrage about something that someone tattooed on their own body. I might call them dumb for it. Like, hey, that's your tattoo.
Sure.
No, but that's me. And I'm not the biggest Beatles fan, I guess.
I was going to say that. I was like, you clearly must not come from the Beatles.
But still, it's still his tattoo. Anyway,
let's move on. His tattoo, his achievement.
My point. Meredith's been in for the last couple of days. How are you feeling?
I have. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for you joining us as well. Now we're going to listen to two people battle it out for a massive ticket. The Prince of Pickering, Shawn Mendes, doing a big show at the Rogers Center September 6th.
His first stadium show ever.
And that's,
isn't that cool?
I didn't even think about that.
He's been arena, but this is the first time he's going to play a stadium, and he's doing it in his hometown, and you are going to see him floor seats if you can win this game.
We're really proud of him.
Pretty cool.
That is very, very, that's a huge achievement for somebody to do that in their hometown. That's really, really cool. Hey, Laura, can you hear us?
Hi.
Can you believe Shawn Mendes is coming home to rock?
I'm excited. I hope I get tickets.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And Stephanie on the line, too. Shawn Mendes, are you a fan of him and Camila Cabello?
I am.
Yeah,
I really am.
Good couple, you think? You think it's going to last?
I hope so. They're adorable together.
Yeah. Aren't they? Yeah. They are, Steph. They're adorable. I don't believe people that say it's just a marketing thing. I think it's love.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
Well, I know it's marketing, but I hope the marketing lasts long. Longer than our billboard campaign.
Why did it end?
So we have a bunch of Shawn Mendes songs lined up for each of you. Player one is going to be first, and then you'll take turns. We're going to play a slowed down version of a clip from a bunch of Shawn Mendes songs. All you have to do is tell us the title, or if you don't know, just say pass. We'll need the full title for you to correctly get the point. Got that? All right. That's the only way we can arbitrate and make it fair. We need full titles. The winner gets the floor tickets to see Shawn Mendes, Rogers Center, September 6th.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's start with Laura. Get your ears open. Ready? All right. Laura.
That's how I feel, too.
That's how I sound my ears open, too. Laura, identify this slowed down Shawn Mendes song.
I'm so sorry that my timing's off.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm terrified. It sounds
like I can sing it. Oh my God.
Laura, 3.
2.
Okay. No, that's it. Nothing there. Okay, let's move on to player 2. Steph?
Yeah.
Okay, listen very carefully. Give us the title of this next song.
There was hot from summer and sweat dripping off me.
Wow.
Senorita?
Hey!
Senorita.
Oh my gosh. I like Shawn the way he is. Sped up. Slow Shawn is making me scared.
You don't like Shawn with testosterone injections?
No, it's like he's like creepy in the corner. Something like that. That's what it seems like. Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to round 2. Back to player 1, Laura. You can still go get a point here. Just got to get the second song. Are you ready?
This one, Laura. Okay.
Laura, listen.
Pulls me in. Keep me guessing.
Laura?
Yeah, sing it in your head.
Breathing. I can sing it.
No. You want to hear it again one more time? Give her another.
Okay, let's play it one more time for Laura.
Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing.
I'm blanking with my phone.
Oh, come on.
Three.
No.
Two.
All right.
I know this one.
Steffi, well, no, you have a different one to do, Steph. I know, okay. That stinks. Let's move on to your song. This is your second song, Stephanie, the slowed down Shawn Mendes version of this.
Give me a sign, take my hand.
In mine. Sorry.
You can hear it one more time if you want. Okay, let's play it again.
Give me a sign, take my hand.
Give me a sign, take my hand in mine. Oh my goodness, there is...
Three, two, one.
Stitches. Oh. I don't know.
Okay, let's move on.
It sort of sounded like Sam Smith in that one.
Oh, sound like he was falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
All right, no points for that second round.
Okay, so Stephanie's leading right now with one.
Third and final round. This is for a tie for Laura, potentially, or a win for Steph.
Yeah, got to get this one, Laura. No pressure, girl. Floor seat. Totally only floor shaking. Seats. I'm yeah.
Okay, first one, Laura. Listen.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Take a guess. If you want to hear it again, you can.
One more time.
Okay, one more time. One more time for Laura.
I want to say a little too much, but it's not.
It is not.
That sounded like the march of a communist country, like out in the square. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
Worst bald ever.
I mean, you might get kicked out of the Mendes army, but don't be embarrassed. It's fine.
We'd like to award player number one with a resounding one question right. Stephanie!
I won?
You won.
Stephanie, player two, get in the seats.
That's Senorita in the round one. Got you.
Yes.
That was tough, man.
Yeah, that was tough. Slow jams are hard.
I promise you, those were all Shawn Mendes songs. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Crazy. I wonder if anyone listening, if you're part of the Mendes army, why don't you text us at 104536 if you were able to identify those?
I think the only one I could get, the Senorita one for sure, and then Stitches. But the rest, I would be a little lost for. It's tough.
One was even Treat You Better. Treat You Better. That was the one that you were really stuck on, Steph.
Yes, that one. Treat I couldn't forget, remember the name. Oh. But I know how to sing it.
Okay. Wow, Shawn Mendes Gate, that's what we're calling it. Everyone's like, I knew those songs. Did you really?
Did you?
So if you're just joining us, we played a game called Slow Jams, where we slowed down some Shawn Mendes songs and gave away floor seats to quite possibly one of the biggest stars in the area right now. Let's go back and hear. Can you play this one, the one that player two was having trouble with, Curtis, on the second round?
Oh, yeah.
Hit that one.
Give me a sign, take my hand.
I mean, the angst in his voice. You really hear it when it's slowed down.
I
like
can
that.
Never treat you better.
I can treat you
better. Treat you better. Treat you better. The other one on round three.
You just found something worse than slow jams.
Us singing
doing
them?
Yeah, slow jams.
Or we'll stop singing
them. I thought
it
sounded good.
Yeah. Play that other one that Laura was stuck on.
I can't forgive Laura for that one.
Maybe because we're DJs, but that's...
What?
That's so blatant to me. That's something
big. Something big. Is
like, what other song, no matter how, what key it's sung in,
know. That's a classic.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting to say classic about Mendes, but it's true.
It is.
True.
It sounds like fans singing it along at the end of the concert after they've had a few stadium beers.
That's what it sounds like. It's the bar version of all the songs.
Yeah, the 3 a.m. bar version.
All right. We'll have more tickets for Shawn Mendes, the floor seats again tomorrow. Join us. And
yeah, you can stop texting. We know you knew it. We know. Everyone's texting it. I got
I know the Mendez army is going full on war with us right now. All right, we'll do it another way tomorrow.
Yeah.
How? I'm not sure yet, but tune in around the same time and we'll give you a shot at it.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up! I love this show. Chum 104.5.